So the rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, has been celebrated and elevated by many on the right for his outspoken criticism of liberals. On Friday, he went a little too far for some people.
Will Aremus writes tech analysis for The Post, and he's been following this controversy over anti-Semitic posts from the rapper Ye.
He posted anti-Semitic comments on Instagram. Instagram took them down and locked his account. Kanye showed up on Twitter for the first time in 2 years, posted possibly even more anti-Semitic comments there. Twitter deleted them and locked his Twitter account.
What interested Will about this wasn't the content of the posts or the fact that these platforms took them down, which is pretty unsurprising.
What interested me as a tech reporter is that this comes at a time when we're in the midst of a conservative-led movement to rein in what some see as censorship by the Silicon Valley giants.
Today, how content moderation became a front line in the culture war, and why Kanye's tweet could be a preview of what Twitter could look like in the future. So one of the things I noticed watching this controversy play out over the weekend was that Elon Musk welcomed Ye back to Twitter. Can you just remind us what's going on with Elon Musk? He was buying Twitter, then he wasn't, and now he's buying it again?
So Musk, back in April, attempted a hostile takeover of Twitter. He ended up bidding about $44 billion to buy the social network outright, take it from a publicly traded company to a privately owned one. And they accepted his bid, and then almost immediately he started trying to back out of it. And then they got in a big legal fight as he tried to say that Twitter had misled him about important metrics to the company's business. And they were headed to trial in Delaware this month. I was planning to go cover it when Musk offered again to buy the company for the original amount. So now they have until October 28th to close that deal with Elon buying Twitter, taking it private. Otherwise, it goes back to trial and they're back into the legal wrangling.
And Elon Musk has talked a lot about this idea that these platforms should do less content moderation.
Twitter has become kind of the de facto town square. It's really important that people have both the reality and the perception that they are able to speak freely within the bounds of the law.